Welcome to Five Bucks!
That always scares me when they do that. So, are you ready to hit the books for finals?
No, I always carry a stack of books with me. So, is everything in this place $5?
More like at least $5. I think the coffee is that much. I think there were 5 guys who started it. They sell coffee and burgers. But I love this place. They play Christmas carols.
You come here for the music and not the food?
Well, the food's great too, but the music gets me in the Christmas spirit.
You mean like Jingle Bells, Frosty the Snowman, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
Those aren't Christmas carols.
At least 2 of the songs I mentioned had the word Christmas in it. That makes them Christmas carols.
To be a true Christmas carol, it has to be about the birth of Jesus Christ. Like, Silent Night, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Angels We Have Heard on High, O Holy Night.
Yeah, Joy to the World, O Little Town of Bethlehem. You get the idea.
That's ridiculous. They're all the same thing. You can mix them up. Besides, not everybody believes in Jesus. The whole baby in the manger thing.
Just because someone doesn't believe it doesn't mean that it didn't happen. A Christmas carol should be about the birth of Jesus Christ.
I guess we can agree to disagree. I think religious songs are fine, but that's not really what I want to listen to at Christmas. I want chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, that's the Christmas song. I know that one.
Yeah, I do too. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost snipping at your nose.
Oh, can I take your order?
Yes, I'll have the burger and fries with a caramel latte.
And what about you?
I'll have a panini and a frappe.
A what?
A frappe.
And a panini?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, coming up.
See, a Christmas song not about Christ.
What do you have against Jesus Christ?
Nothing. He was a good man. I just don't think he deserves 2 holidays. I mean, he has Christmas and Easter.
Well, I include Thanksgiving because he's the one I'm thankful to.
I know you do.
Well, he wasn't just a good man. He's the Son of God. This is what Christmas is all about. His son, born of a virgin, who came to save the world from its sins.
And how is a baby in the manger supposed to do that?
Well, he didn't stay a baby, obviously.
I know. I was just messing with you.
He grew up and became this great teacher. He told us to repent, then died and rose again. He told us that all we have to do is believe in him and accept his gift of salvation.
If he hadn't died yet, how could he say that we should believe in him, that he died for us?
Well, Jesus prophesied his own death. He knew that's why he came here. His death and coming were prophesied hundreds of years earlier, and he fulfilled them all perfectly. He was the Messiah the Jewish people were waiting for.
Ransom captive is
I know that you think that Jesus' birth was the real origin of Christmas. I hear people say, oh, it's Jesus' birthday. But actually, Christmas was originally a pagan holiday used to celebrate the winter solstice.
You're exactly right. The early church wanted a date to celebrate the birth of Jesus, so they combined them. December 25th is most likely not the birthday of Jesus.
Okay, so we can agree on that.
But the Christians were using the pagan holiday to give glory to God and using it as an opportunity to tell the pagans about Christ. What better day than the Festival of Lights, the light returning to the earth? They made it about Jesus, the light of the world, the promised one.
Okay, so you believe that Jesus was the Messiah that the old prophets talked about?
Old as in Old Testament. It was foretold hundreds of years before.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. I really don't know that much about Christianity, but I just don't see how it has any meaning for my life. I don't see how Christians are any better than or any different than the rest of us.
You're right. We're not a good example because we're all sinners.
Some of you are just downright mean and cold-hearted. Not you, of course.
Well, we're all sinners, but Christ came to save sinners.
Okay, so back to the winter solstice thing. You are saying that they combined that with Christ's birthday and made the holiday Christmas?
Something like that. But they didn't just want to celebrate Jesus' birth. It was because he's the light of the world. He came to give us light, and a holiday was a good time for that to celebrate it.
I see.
So that's why I like Christmas carols, the singing of his birth and the light to the world, because the world is a very dark place, and we need that light now more than ever.
Gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces do. display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Near and near may our lives tell your story. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Place, Spirit, place. Set our hearts on fire.
Like the burgers?
Yeah, very good.
Oh, I'm glad you liked them.
Can I get y'all anything else today?
I'm good.
I'll take some more latte.
Oh, okay. And you too, right?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
No, I'll bring you another one.
I couldn't help but overhear your conversation earlier about Christmas.
Oh, where do you stand on all that?
Well, I believe that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus' birth.
Man, I'm really the minority in this group.
I guess I should have told you another reason why I like coming here is because of Cliff. He's a friend of mine from church.
That's right. Sally's one of my favorite people.
Well, thanks.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this. Thank you. God is supposed to be all-loving and cares about us, right?
I believe that God is love.
Right, okay. So, what about all of the pain and suffering?
Why does everyone always go there?
What? You don't like the question?
It's actually a great question. Even Christians struggle with that one all the time. It's a tough one to understand.
Do you know the answer?
I could try. I believe that pain and suffering are in the world because of sin. Sin came into the world when the first man and woman disobeyed God's command. And after that, every human is born a sinner. But because sin is present and there's so much of it, there have to be consequences. Sometimes I think the consequences can actually be sickness or pain and suffering.
You mean, like if a guy steals something or kills someone, the consequences could be he goes to prison?
Right. But sometimes it might backfire and affect other people and situations. Maybe him going to prison puts his family into a pretty serious hardship situation.
Okay, that's a good point.
Innocent people can end up with a sickness or tragedy. A drunk driver sins by drinking too much and getting behind the wheel of a car. He could kill another family, an innocent family, and their death is a result of consequence to his sin and alters many other lives.
Yeah, you see, that's what I mean. That's totally unfair.
Right, but God never guaranteed that life would be fair. God allows the results of man's disobedience or sin to affect everyone. Besides, apart from God, to whom do you turn during adversity? Without God, life is hopeless and meaningless apart from him.
I don't know. I guess that's an answer, but it really doesn't make me feel any better.
What do you mean, Enrique?
My mom died of brain cancer, and she was in so much pain. My dad, he kept going into the hospital chapel and praying, and it just didn't do any good. And I thought, if God is real and there really is one who works in our lives, and he's loving, he would have heard my dad's prayer.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I do believe that God heard your dad's prayer, Enrique, but he doesn't always answer the way we want him to. We don't see the big picture that is his plan. He sees it all, though.
Well, now you see why I'm such a cynic.
I understand that pain, Enrique, I really do. Several years ago, I was in a car accident that messed me up pretty bad. I was laid up for months and couldn't work. My wife struggled to wait on me hand and foot. I thought I'd never get better, and the pain was almost unbearable.
I didn't know that happened to you, Cliff.
Yes. I couldn't go back to the job I'd had because it was very physical. During that time of being laid up, I hit the lowest point in my life. I was on pain meds, too, and they really did a number on me.
Hope you didn't get addicted to the pain meds.
Actually, I did. But I sought the Lord, and during that hard time, I grew closer to Him. Spiritually, it became a real growing time for me. And that was when I joined a men's prayer group. Me and four other guys from that group opened this restaurant.
Wow, Cliff, what a great story.
I think all five of us have similar stories. One of the guys lost his wife in a plane crash. He really struggled through a difficult time with that.
See, I don't understand how you guys can keep saying that there's a loving God and you follow Him when He lets stuff like that happen. He sounds like a cruel God to me, not a loving God.
Actually, I found Him quite loving and very understanding. What does a child do when... Think about a child that falls and gets hurt. It's just like my friend in his painful time as well. What do? They go to their daddy, and their daddy hugs them and makes them feel better. I went to my daddy, my heavenly father, and he held me and assured me that everything was going to be okay.
Oh, you're going to make me cry!
I don't know how you keep from being bitter.
I think we all go through trials and difficulty in our lives, but this experience has shown me that there's more than one way to look at life and deal with those tough times.
All the while, you hear each desperate plea.
I'm just not sure that I buy this whole sin thing. That sin is the reason for all the pain and the suffering in the world? I mean, I guess I can see it in some situations, but as a blanket answer for all pain? Nope.
Well, it takes time, and a lot of people can't or don't want to accept it.
Okay, so you are saying that we should just accept that there is going to be pain and suffering, blame it on sin, and move on?
Well, it's not that simple. I think it's a process and never an easy one. But we shouldn't focus too much on the pain, but focus on the Savior. And realize that man's sin is what created the need for a Savior.
Even if it wasn't our particular sin?
Yes, because we all have sin. And God made a way. He knew we were going to be lost in our sin and would need a Redeemer. Someone to take the punishment for us.
The punishment?
Yes, if we have sin in our lives, we are to be punished. According to God's law, the penalty of sin is death. So we are all deserving of death for all the sin in our lives. But God sent His Son. That brings us back to Christmas. Jesus was born to save us from our sin. He died on the cross in our place. He took our sins upon Himself and took our punishment.
Well, why would He do that?
Well, because of His love and because it was part of His plan. So it was prophesied in His Word.
There's that word again.
What, you don't like prophecy?
I guess it's okay. It's just in some of those movies like Lord of the Rings, they talk about prophecy, and it's cool, I guess.
Well, the Old Testament is full of it. God spoke through many different prophets.
What all did they prophesy about Him?
His birth and death.
There is a lot, and also stuff about the end times. Prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled.
But don't the Jews still believe that the Messiah is coming, that it wasn't Jesus?
Yes, but the Old Testament prophecies are pretty clearly describing Jesus, and He fits all of them. Many Jews have seen it, and they have believed. His death is described so vividly and accurately, it's as if they were already there.
Like Isaiah, other religions don't have that. The Bible clearly foretells of Jesus' coming, and no other religion has that. Or they don't have someone who died and came back to life.
But how do you know He came back to life?
500 witnesses. They all saw Him and watched Him go up to heaven.
Oh.
Mary, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
by today. Now, you can pay this later. There's no hurry. Looks like you guys are in a really heavy-duty talk.
Your boss is trying to convert me.
We're just talking and sharing.
I'm actually finding it very interesting.
Well, getting back to the topic of suffering.
All right.
There's a coming day when all suffering will cease.
Yeah, when we all get to heaven.
Yes.
That brings me comfort to think about my grandmother being with Jesus, enjoying heaven. She had a lot of problems in her later years. But that's all over now.
Yes, and we'll all have a time where those things will stop. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears.
So, this is that blessing that in disguise that you were talking about. We suffer and die, but then we go to heaven and have all this great stuff. So, yay, we died and got out of here.
It could also mean that when Jesus returns, all the trials and tribulations will cease.
Okay.
You see, the important thing is not about the pain going away, but what do we do with Jesus? He had pain on the cross to take away our pain. He took our sins upon his body so we could have salvation.
I don't even think the biggest pain that Jesus went through was on the cross, or even the beatings, or even the nails. I think it was when God the Father turned his back on him.
What? God turned his back on his own son?
Because he couldn't look upon all that sin. So the sky went dark, and Jesus cried, "Father, why have you forsaken me?" I think being alone on the cross without his father was the hardest part. That would have been so painful.
I'm right back to the unloving God again.
But it's the greatest act of love. Jesus went through all that because of his love for us. He didn't have to do that.
And because of that, death has been defeated. Because of Christ's birth and subsequent death and resurrection, it's all done. It's finished. Our part is to realize what he has done for us, acknowledge it, and receive this great gift.
Starting to understand, I think.
A dream God will make.
will say, I am following the logic of your arguments. You make some very good points.
Well, it's not that hard to do. You just pass along your own experience. Tell what you know to be true based on his work in your life.
The Word of God.
The Bible?
Right.
I admit that I didn't really know that there was so much to this. I had my preconceived notions about Christianity and what I thought about what Christianity was. And I looked at so many people in the churches today and around the world, and all I see is intolerance and hate.
Well, that's people giving Christianity a bad name.
Also, ignorance. I didn't know half the stuff Cliff and Sally were talking about today, but I learned a lot.
Me too. And now I can say that I believe Jesus is real. I mean, I guess I always knew that he was a real person, but I never really cared about what he said or what he did. Turns out he was very important. I just didn't understand that.
Well, this is so exciting. Amen.
Now, I'm also starting to understand this whole Christmas thing. You all celebrate his birth, not just his birthday, but for his coming to earth to redeem us. That's why he came. I was treating it all like any other famous holiday, like Martin Luther King or George Washington. Some may have given their lives for a cause or for their country, but Jesus gave his life for mankind.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I definitely want to know more about this. I guess the first order of business is to get a Bible and start reading it.
Maybe you'd like to come to church with us sometime and learn more for yourself.
Can't believe I'm saying this, but that would be great.
Yeah, we'll have a Christmas service and we'll sing real Christmas carols.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but would you guys let me pray with you before you go?
Sure.
Sacrifice for our hope and consolation.
want y'all to feel free to sing with us as we sing our last song, some real traditional Christmas carols.
Far as vale and mountain, flowery valley.